From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. The Washington State Department of Agriculture is beginning efforts to get consent from residents in Yakima, Benton, and Franklin counties to treat target properties for the invasive Japanese beetle. WSDA's pest program is hoping to build on this year's success after having its first year with a decline in beetle catches. The program was able to reduce the number of trapped beetles from nearly 24,000 in 2022 to 19,655 this year. A new report from the EPA's Hypoxia Task Force shows the hard work of farmers and ranchers to reduce nutrient losses in the Mississippi River watershed is paying off. The report shows the 12 participating states have met interim nitrogen reduction goals 2 years ahead of schedule and are making progress in bringing down phosphorus losses. Farmers and ranchers are tasked with helping to reduce nutrient losses by 20% by 2025. An effort is underway in Congress to get Senate and House leadership to address several important topics in the new farm bill. Some accuse the administration of reckless spending that's led to record inflation. There's also a call for reforms to the SNAP program with its $1.2 trillion price tag and growing error rate. Congress is also urged to bring more accountability to USDA's Commodity Credit Corporation, which many call a bureaucratic slush fund.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with today's Agribusiness Update.